Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of Psychological Society of South Africa. A very, very good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Very clearly a problem, and I've noticed it. In fact, I was on a particularly difficult call the other day, sitting in my study. It was on one of the Zoom meetings, and it so happened that the person on the other side was sobbing quite vocally, and one of my kids walked into the room, heard the sobbing, and then just reversed straight out. It was something I was assisting with. It wasn't necessarily a toxic environment, but what I did notice is that it did disturb my kid a bit, and I just wondered if these things are happening all the time, or if maybe I was in a negative space dealing with something negative. This is now all happening in the confines of our home.
Yes, it's confounded by the fact that we in different stages of dealing with this pandemic. It is with us. It's been with us for over a year and will be with us for at least the next year. So there's been massive change happening. And the first thing I think we need to deal with in this regard, Harold, is that most of us don't have the ability to leave work at work. We carry whatever is at work with us. So just as you in wherever you are right now, well, in the studio or wherever, once you've finished with your stint, that effect remains with you for a while.
For sure.
And that's largely because we so much invested in what we're doing. Most of the time we spend is at work, and we prepare for work, and when we leave work, we unwind so that we can go into our next roles. And with this pandemic, there's been all sorts of things that have impacted, because employers expect and colleagues expect that we will be available more than we usually are, physically, psychologically, and otherwise, because there are very few limits on time, there are very few limits on availability, and so on. And most people report that they're working more than they would, particularly at home. But the majority of people out there are not in that space. It is because they don't have the connectivity to be working from home. Majority of people are still in old working environments if they're lucky enough to have that job. Now, the problem with this is that our leadership tends not to understand, or they contribute directly to us carrying the stuff wherever we go. And that is much of the problem. So if you look at poor performance, if you're looking at an environment that is not enabling, it is about the leadership that we have. If I can use another example, we live in a highly stressful environment, occasioned by mediocre leadership, occasioned by all the terrible things we hear, and that impacts on us. It is something that we want to hide away from, but we simply cannot escape it because it's all around us. So that, compounded with the fact that we have to work, we have those of us who are lucky enough to work, and that carries in so many ways into other aspects of our lives. It impacts on so many personal, physical, and other issues. You mentioned your child, and that child actually was did the right thing. Actually, that child protected herself or himself, and did the right thing, and turned around and left, versus somebody else who may actually get caught up in it.
Right.
And
interesting
it
there.
Then perpetuates itself, you know. So we deal with these things very individually, and that individual strength or weakness can be at play often in how we deal with these circumstances.
What's interesting is in many conversations over the past year with COVID experts and with specialists working in the field, Dr. Anton Marburg, who we record a podcast with every week and who updates here on the morning show every day, he said it was an interesting thing, because at the height of the second wave, what he would always do, of course, is shower completely before he walked into his home. And in many ways, that became this almost a symbol of just washing off this immense, immense amount of stress that was happening outside his front door. But when he walked into his home to try and not let that impact on the family. And well, whereas that's a very clear way. Many of us, our situations are blurred because we're home and then we might eat dinner and then check some emails. So that, of course, is now in our home, and what we're dealing with becomes part of our home as well. But I just thought that was always such an interesting, almost symbolic act.
Well, very symbolic, because in the context in which he works, he has to do that, one, to get rid of whatever he's carrying, or and it's also that symbolic act. So I think in a way, we need to each find our own symbolic acts to ensure that we leave behind that which can follow us around if we're not wary about it. And, you know, for instance, this has been a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long weekend, and for many, it's been a religious weekend as well. And for people who are in different faiths, they respond in different ways
Sure.
to what's going on. But look, the issue here is that we should not be caught up in things that we can leave behind. So the world is so much with us, our devices, whatever we're doing, we tend to get conditioned by them. And so during this period when we are online and we use those facilities so much, it tends to become an extension of whatever is out there. And it's best to leave that behind unless there's an emergency. So if we shed ourselves of some of those things, we're better protected from that outside interference in our internal world, because those around us look to us for support, look to us for succor, look to us for engagement. And the quality of that engagement needs to be as much as possible authentic. But if we carry the work environment with us, if we give more credence to the messages that we want to get, or go online and check email and stuff like that, it becomes a problem. Many of us, for instance, have on our devices emails, and every time that ping comes in, we tend to look at that screen.
Sure.
We rush to that screen instead of catering to that child next to us that looks to us for support. Now, the other thing is that children are growing up in an environment over the last year with lockdown mentalities. So we're tending to protect ourselves, but at the same time, the outside engagement is becoming more and more remote, if you like. I'm not putting too much store on that word, but the point is that imagine a child that's growing up, early socialization, and for a year has been under these conditions. So it is not natural.
Yeah, it'll definitely have a greater impact.
Absolutely.
Moving forward.
Absolutely. So there are all those kinds of things.
Unfortunately, we do need to wrap it up here. But finish your thought. I'm interested to hear.
I think that it's wise to actually leave work at work.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot sometimes help that because we have to be online. But whenever we can, we need to switch off and reconnect with those close to us, especially our kids, our loved ones.
Absolutely right. Dr. Seth Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa.